to marriage beyond the vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praying.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we'd love for you to give us a call. We're talking about beyond a father's love. So reach out to us at 855-454-5905. We were in the midst of a conversation with Laverne before we took a break. We're going to rejoin that conversation now. Laverne, are you still there?
Yes.
Laverne, okay. Thank you so much for your patience. So you were mentioning to us right before the break that your father really was in your life, and when he couldn't, your uncle was in there. He stepped in. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you were very, very fortunate and blessed growing up. But then you kind of on the flip side, we're talking about the father of your children, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, yeah. You know, kind of update us on that? And
yeah, so like he wasn't, they didn't have the father figure growing up, you know, from little boys and stuff. And I don't know, it just wasn't meant for me to be a single mother. Like, that just wouldn't work for me. I was never overly independent too. I don't need a man to raise boys or children in general. And, you know, fortunately, I was blessed to get married. I was very overprotective with them, so I didn't feel too comfortable with letting them go, you know, spend time with everybody and things like that. My oldest son is 19, so he still has the void of his dad not being around. He remembers him, and he never opened up to allow anybody to really replace his dad, which I can't relate. I can't relate to it at all because
where is the father now?
He passed away.
Okay,
so he's been gone for about 11 years. So, you know, they don't have that. He didn't replace him. He's just not interested in replacing him. You know, he has a relationship with my husband, but he never looks at my husband like, oh, you know,
father. Yeah, he's
I
not
have a
father
dad
figure.
In my life. Like, yeah. You know, he does not feel, he just, it's like my dad is not here, my dad, and he carries that void.
Sure.
So, you know, that kind of hurts me because, again, I can't relate to that because when my dad wasn't there, my uncle stepped up, it filled the void for me.
Sure.
So, I don't know, you know, I always tell my kids that I don't know. You know, what exactly they feel and how, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through, but I always remind them that when your mother and father, God will be there, and he put someone there to fill that void. And I had it with my mother, the void was filled, and I had it with my dad when it needed to be, and they have it with their dad as well.
Sure.
So I just encourage, you know, people out there like single mothers and stuff to just pray and know and trust God that he will, you know, fill that void for your children. And whatever the reason may be it a deadbeat dad or one that just can't be there, or whatever the reason may be, forgive them and, you know, let God do his work in it.
You know, real quick, Laverne, I want to share two quick things here. Number one, I really do appreciate the honesty that you have where you're saying, listen, I don't feel like I could do this by myself. And you definitely are blessed. It sounds like you have a great husband, but you had to come to the reality of where you are. And that's key. I hope and pray a lot more, you know, of our callers that are going through something similar can relate and really embrace that, because I think that's key. And then the second thing is also knowing your limitations. Like, you know, as a mother, you can't fill that void as a father. I think a lot of mothers do, and my hat goes out to them. I think that's awesome that they want to be, you know, both mother and father, but boys, especially boys, girls too. But I think in general, children need the father figures in their lives. And sometimes it does mean stepping out of the way and saying, okay, who can be a father figure to them? I can tell you this much. I feel like my father was there for me in many ways, but he wasn't a spiritual leader.
Right.
And when I was searching and as a teenager, I was pretty lost searching. My mother didn't know what to do. And she just started praying. And her prayer was, God, I pray you will put a man or some men in his life that would lead him the right way spiritually. And that's exactly what happened. I was able to find some amazing mentors, some amazing men in my life that raised me, that trained me spiritually. Now, they weren't. So in a lot of ways, I feel like I have my physical father and then I have my spiritual father.
Right.
And I think that But I'm so grateful that my mother saw her limitations and didn't try to fill that void, but started praying for God to put someone in my path that will fill it. And he exactly did that. So I think that it's going to take a lot of prayer. You know, there are some things that you know that there are some limitations you have and you can't fill, you know, you can't fulfill those things, but God will, and he can. But thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I really do appreciate, you know, you taking the time to call and share your testimony with us.
Thank you. And you have a happy Father's Day.
You too. Thank you. All right. Thank you. God bless.
Take care. Let's go to Marlene. Let's go to Marlene calling in from Philadelphia. Marlene, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just thank God for this topic because I was getting ready to go somewhere and I overheard it. And I said, Lord, I need to call in. I've known my father practically all my life. He was never in my life like that, but I did know that he was my father. Mm-hmm. He was a Muslim and he separated from us for years as growing up young. And then he came back into my life when I was around about 29 or 30. Mm-hmm. And I accepted him because I was in need of that relationship with father and daughter. I've always wanted that. And even for my children, to be in their daddy's life. But it didn't work out that way because when he found out that I was saved and that I had accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, he began to try to allow me and want me to compromise what I believed in. Well, it was kind of too late because I already knew God to be all that he said he was in my life, and there was no option for me to compromise for no other God or no other faith. I was satisfied, you know, with what I believed in and what he had done for me up until that point. And now the conversation, I still call him and I say, hey, Dad, how you doing? I just call and say, I love you. And then it's always, I got to try to understand Arabic. You know, he wants to speak in this language. And I'm like, Dad, I don't understand what you're saying. He said, yeah, but you understand what you believe. And I said, yes, I'm supposed to. I said, but I don't understand that. And can we just put that aside? Because I'm strong enough today, the woman of God that I am today, to know what I believe in and what I have faith in. I say, and you should know yours. I say, so let's just put that aside for just 1 second and get this relationship between daughter and father. And sure. He seemed like he can't do it because it's always that he wants to try to recruit me.
Let me ask you a question, Marlene. Why yes. did he come back into your life? And when he came back, what was the reason he gave for not being in your life all those years?
Well, he didn't give a reason. He just went to Atlanta, and he had another family, and he remarried, and he had children. And he didn't even want the children to be a part of our life. I didn't understand that. But the main thing is I didn't understand, if you believe in what you believe in and you serve the God that you serve, then don't your God speak to you and tell you that that was not the right thing to do? And he's still living it like it's the truth. I never met my sisters and brothers. So I really don't know what he came back to try to recruit me, you know, mm-hmm. to try to get me to compromise my faith. And I'm like, Dad, that's not all what it's about. You know, it's other things that's not lining up here. You know, what is it that you want? Why did you come back? You know, and I was just the one out of my other brothers and sisters that just had the heart to accept him, because I felt as though if he didn't know the truth, then that's why he was doing the things that he was doing. And being that I had came into the truth and the true knowledge of who Jesus really was, I had compassion and understanding for him, even to the day.
Sure.
You know, but he's just still going on with this faith. And I thought, Dad, you need to go to the mosque and teach them. Well, I'm already taught. I have a pastor. I have a church. I'm all right with my Savior. I'm so all right with it, you know. So he gets angry and he gets mad, and I still call him every now and then. And I called him the other day. And I said, Dad, I just called and say I love you. I wish you a happy Father's Day. I called him like 2 days before.
Sure.
You know. So I don't know what to do with this thing. I have truly forgiven him. I've never asked him what happened between him and my mother. Never. That's not my business. I don't know. I don't wish to go back there. All I want to know is the relationship with him and I as a daughter.
And you know what? You could only do your part. And Marlene, I think you have. And you could keep praying for him and loving him and reaching out to him. But it just sounds like he's lost. He's a lost man who doesn't really have. He hasn't even come to the point to really even ask for forgiveness. And I think that just really praying for him. I mean, there's always hope, right? While someone is still alive, there's always a possibility and there's hope. And I think just persevering, keep loving him the way you're loving him, and sharing, not so much with your words, but with your example, the love of Jesus and what it means to you.
Yes.
Marlene, thank you. We really do appreciate you calling in, and persevere with your father.
Yes. All right. right. And thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
All right, we want you to hold on the line. You still have an opportunity to call if you have not yet called. We're talking about Beyond the Father's Love. Are you still trying to struggle to understand your father? Is your relationship with your father broken and you're looking for advice on how to mend it? Or do you have nothing but praise for your daddy? Either way, give us a call, 855-454-5905. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
The Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the final segment of today's edition of the show. Again, we're talking about Beyond a Father's Love. The number to reach us, 855-454-5905. We have Ame calling in from Philadelphia on line two. Ame, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thank you so much, Ame. And what is your comment or question for us today?
So I had a comment. I just had to call in. This is my first time calling in. I was listening to the conversation of, I guess it was two women before, who had called in. She's a mother. She has a daughter. The dad was never around. And now recently the dad has come back, and I think he might have dementia or something, and so the children are helping to take care of him. And she was just very upset. She was so angry about just the fact that he wasn't there, and now he's back, and they're needy, and the children are taking care of him, and she just feels, you know, you don't get, you know, not that she feels like he shouldn't be taken care of, but she's just angry that
sure.
he now gets to benefit from what he didn't help to build
his
daughter. And the reason why I'm calling is because my family was recently put into that situation last year, and my father was, we found out that he had dementia, and he had to come and live with us. And he actually came to live with me for the summer, and it was just a really difficult transition for my entire family, my siblings and my brother and I, and my mother. And I just wanted to say that my mom was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that the Lord really healed her heart of all the wounds and all the of all the hurt and the pain of my father leaving had caused, because she was the main person just encouraging us to love our dad despite all things, to take care of him, and just to just be there for him despite the fact that he was not there for us.
And Amy, so your father lives...
Even though they were divorced, she continues to advocate for him. She goes to see him at least 3 times a week. She goes to all of his appointments. I don't know how I could have made it this year working without her helping me and my siblings and being the caretaker of our father. And she is truly living out the word of God in terms of forgiveness and just
absolutely
and just being loved.
We hear you. It sounds like you have an amazing mother who has shown you by example what it means to love unconditionally. Now, does your father live with you?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Actually, that's a lot better.
Oh, okay, great. I'm so sorry.
No. So your father lives with you. Now, what is that like for you? In terms of your relationship with your father now?
So when my dad came to live with me last summer, I'm an educator, so naturally everyone was like, he should come to you. It was June. He stayed with me all summer, and it just took a lot. Honestly, I had to pray every single day. It was so hard for me to now take care of him, knowing that I had all these feelings of hurt and disappointment from him not being there. And I knew that I needed to take care of him because it was the right thing for me to do, but I was not happy about it. And I was angry. I was angry with the Lord. Like, how could you ask me to do this? And I was angry because my whole summer, when you're taking care of someone that has dementia, it's kind of like taking care of a child. You got to watch them. You got to make sure that they're not touching things. And it was difficult. And I just prayed every day because he lived with me. And one day, I just felt the peace of God come over me. And it's like God just filled my heart up with love for him. It just happened out of the blue in the process of taking care of him, though I did not want to.
Amen. Well, you know what? That is truly what it means to love the way Jesus loves, right? We don't get what we deserve. We get love. So thank you for sharing that. And really, you know, the fact that this is real, this is not an easy step. It's different if you were to say, hey, you know, there was nothing. I did the right thing and God just gave me the strength. But no, this was difficult. And you had to pray even sometimes every day to make sure that your heart was in the right place. But thank you. Thank you for sharing this. You know,
you're welcome.
Your father's still with you?
Oh, yes. Well, once I went back to work, there was a point in time in which he had left the house, and we actually called 103.9 to just, you know, get the word out. We had to find him. It was going to be too much while I went back to work to also have him. We wanted him to be safe. But I really just thank the Lord, because I know that God bringing him back into our lives, it was for him, but it was for us too, for us to reconcile with him. Just the last few moments where, you know, where he was still lucid. And my dad just showered us with love when he came back. And I knew that he was truly repentant and sorry for what he had done. And I think that that was kind of eating him up, too.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, thank you. What an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
All right, Amy.
All right. Take care. Take care.
You too.
All right. Again, the phone number is 855-454-5905. Let's go to Tori calling in from Philadelphia. Tori, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Tori.
What's your comment?
Well, I was calling in. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, we hear you really well. Okay. Loud and clear.
Well, I was calling in because I wanted to talk about my father and I guess... and kind of sort of about my husband, too. And, you know, I watch, like, Yolanda Van Zandt a lot, and I've seen a couple of her shows where she talks about how little girls always marry their fathers, or, like, some sort of something about their father is going to be in their husband's personality or characteristics, or it might be something about their father that they may be running from.
I was going to say that sometimes it's the opposite, right?
Yeah, it's like either or something, sometimes maybe both. But my father was always, he's a part of my life. He and my mom were married almost 30 years until he passed almost six years ago now. And he passed from larynx cancer.
Oh.
And, you know, he was at the time, you know, my father, throughout my, maybe before I became a teenager, he's always had these different health issues, and we always kind of joked around that he was like a cat with nine lives, because he always kind of bounced back from whatever it was that was going on. And I think because of that, he didn't always stick to doing what he needed to do to remain in good health.
Okay.
And he had cancer, came the first time, and he did radiation therapy, and it went into remission, but he continued to smoke. And so when it came back the second time, he had to have his larynx removed because he had cancer of the larynx at this point.
Tori, real quick, if you don't mind, we do have some callers. I just want to definitely get to that point, because I think you want to share also about your husband's now. So I just think I want to make sure we get it all in.
I'm sorry. From him passing, I didn't realize, throughout my life, I never really paid attention to who my dad was. I always thought I had to know who my father was through knowing his childhood and different stories throughout his life. And it wasn't until after he passed that it came over me one day, just recently, actually, like, I understood who my dad was. Mm-hmm. He didn't have wasn't the most confident guy. He didn't always do different things that I felt he should have done or wished that he would have done, as okay. It pertained to him being as active in my life as I thought he should be.
Okay.
And then when my husband came along, it was like he was opposite of that. And so I always was, even after he passed, I was just always angry because I'm like, I wish I would have asked him this. I wish I would have said this or said that. And it was like, I didn't even need to do that. I just, once I thought about things and remember his actions and the things he either did or didn't do, it was like I realized who he was without him having to really say too much. He wasn't really big on talking too much, but, you know, I realized who he was through his actions or non-actions. And when I look at my husband now, I can see some of those same characteristics in him as far as how he treats me. The fact that he took my son, my 10-year-old son, who wasn't his, in and took him as his own before we even had our own children together, and fathered him. And, you know, so I'm appreciative of the fact that I had my dad and was able to realize what a real father was or a real husband was, one that loved you and respected you and took care of you and provided for you and, you know, all of that stuff. And and I thank God that I'm able to have that same thing in my husband, and not even realizing I was getting the same thing. But once I thought about it and started to kind of reminisce about different things, reflect on different things that my father did, I was like, I have the same thing.
That's awesome. You know what I was going to encourage you, Tori, and that's good that you know, it comes with maturity, right? You grow up, you're like, wait a minute, you know, I think I might have not really appreciated my father the way I needed to. And I was going to say, make sure your children encourage your husband, that you encourage him, but that your children encourage him, that they get to appreciate him, because he sounds like a great man. He really does.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a big connection with that in marriage, right? If you're appreciative, if you look at the good, it's just, you're able to encourage one another more, and it draws you closer together. I think the problem with a lot of relationships is we start looking at all the wrong, and we don't appreciate the things that really mean something
and
share that. So Tori, do that. Make sure you do that this weekend. Sounds like you got a great man. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for picking up the phone and giving us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 855-454-5905. That's how you're going to reach us. So definitely pick up the phone and join the conversation. We're talking about Beyond a Father's Love. What is your father's love like? Are you having issues with your dad and you're looking for advice? Either way, give us a call. 855-454-5905. We have Vanita calling in from Philadelphia. Vanita, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Vanita. I believe you mentioned to our producer that you had some encouragement for a previous caller, I believe, Kim.
Yeah, Kim touched my heart because I truly, truly understand what she's saying, but I also understand her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably older than her, but I lost my father in 91, but I didn't know him. I was so blessed with 1 year God gave me to know my father.
Wow.
My grandparents, my mother there, but my grandparents raised me.
So what happened towards the end of his life? You had an opportunity to reconnect with him?
Yeah, he was dying. And, you know, my siblings didn't want to have anything to do with him. And I think I was blessed to see the beauty of my grandfather. And he was like all by himself. So I just started taking care of him. And I got him a hospice nurse, and he lived for a year. And we used to sit and talk, and one day he cried and apologized. And I said, and I told him, you don't have to apologize. God bless me, because I always wanted a father. And if it's just for a year, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
And I think what comes from me is what my grandfather showed me. So Kim needs to know, what she seen in her mother made her able to deal with her father. And that's a blessing. And forgiveness is, if we can't forgive, how do we expect God to forgive us?
Well, the Bible is very clear about that, right? You know,
yes.
You can't forgive, right? You can't be forgiven if you don't forgive. But I think also something you're saying, Vanita, that's very key is, and I don't think that Kim is intentionally trying to do this, but she doesn't know how much time her daughter has with her father, and this could be something that her daughter could cherish for the rest of her life, those few days. And so not to take that away, because it seems like it isn't strange, her relationship with her daughter.
Right.
And she doesn't have to feel competitive as much as, you know what, this is something that she needs for herself.
Right.
And like I said earlier, I think at a later stage is more, in a lot of ways, it ends up being more for the other person. But in this case, when there's such a void, it can still be great for both. And your story is a great testimony to that, right? How even you just had 1 year to reconnect with your father and just to see him apologize. It's not that it makes up for all the wrong, but it allowed you to cherish those moments for the rest of your life.
And he was never there. I mean, my grandparents took care of me and my sisters and brothers all our life. No child support, nothing. And they did it, and without any anger or bitterness towards my father.
Wow.
My grandfather and grandmother treated my father just like he was their son.
Wow, that's just awesome. Well, Vanita, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you calling in this morning.
Okay, and I'm praying for Kim.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care. Let's go to Anthony calling in from Charlotte. Anthony, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. So what do you like to share with us this morning?
I was calling because I just couldn't help it. At first, I wasn't going to call, but I was calling because I wanted to touch on stepfathers. Granted, I hate the word.
Yeah, step, because it's like, hey, you're stepping on. There should be a better word, but I think it's still father. It's a father figure, right?
Yes, and, you know, my dad, I'm not sure if he's listening, because I doubt he gets up this early and listens, but
okay.
I just wanted to touch on the impact he had in my life, because came in diapers, just barely walking, and he was there. You know, even though he wasn't perfect, he was there. He worked every day. He worked two, sometimes three jobs. He went and some days donated blood, and he did everything he could to provide and to do the best he can by us. And my biological father, when I was about 12, was murdered.
Wow.
So I could never get that relationship with him because he's gone. But my stepfather, my dad, stepped in. And
He stepped in.
Yes, and that's all I know. You know, and to me, it's better.
And what difference has that made in your life?
Say it again?
What difference has it made in your life?
Everything. I mean, I used to think my daddy was so hard. We used to wake us up in the middle of the night to go get a cup off of the table. I used to think, that's so petty. Why is he trying to make my life difficult? But everything he was doing was shaping me to help me be responsible. I mean, all, you know, the speeches, he made me come in there and stand there for 20 minutes and give me that long speech and make us go out and cut the grass, make us come out there and climb up under the car to help pull out that radiator. And he did all those things. My daddy was old school, even though I'm only 35. My daddy was old school. He was old-fashioned. And he was a little bit like a drill sergeant, but I could appreciate every spanking, every 30-minute lecture. I appreciate all of that, because if he didn't do it...
You went from a 20-minute lecture to a 30-minute lecture. I mean, next thing we're going to hear from you is like, he lectured us for an hour. Anthony, I think that this is awesome, though, that sometimes we don't appreciate it. The discipline, you know, the Bible is very clear about that. It says no discipline seems pleasant at the time. Later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness. So I think that your father being there and disciplining you has molded you, so now you could be a responsible 35-year-old man.
Yes, so now I have kids, and we have a blended family, and I have my biological kids, and I have two more here that my wife has. And now every day I have these children in the home with me. No, I'm not their biological father, but it's so easy for me to step in and love them, even though I didn't contribute to them genetically. It doesn't matter to me. I'm a product of that environment.
Okay, well, great. Well, Anthony, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you, bye.
Let's go to Vilma calling in from Delaware, the first state. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to join the conversation, and I don't know what it is not to have had a father in my life, And as a mother and wife, you know, my husband is a very good father. So I don't, I cannot appreciate as much, you know, a person who has that longing and need to have a father in their life. But from those who I have spoken with and from the opportunities in the job that I have, the, you know, I really do understand, you know, have a sense of what it is that these people are, these you know, people even as adults are needing, and having the opportunity to fulfill whatever that need is in meeting and you know, being with their father, mm-hmm. I think is something that we should not deny.
Absolutely.
I'm also very happy to hear kudos to fathers, because we have some very good fathers out
there. Absolutely.
And we shouldn't allow the ones that are not good to overshadow those who are good and doing a good job. You know, my father never did things in the house, but he always worked. He was always out there, he was always working, he was always teaching. He wasn't the one who would come in and wash a dish or wash a cup, but, you know, he taught us.
He was truly old school, right? He felt like he worked hard out there. He's like, I'm coming home and relaxing.
Right.
That's true.
but you know, so I grew up thinking that, okay, men didn't do things in the house. On the other hand, my husband didn't grow up with his father in his life when, as a young man, but they since, you know, have connected and have a very good relationship. But he does everything. From
wow.
cooking to cleaning to when I have to be away when our children were younger, to combing my daughter's hair, although she would cover it up in school.
I know. I try. I'm guilty of that, too. I've combed my daughter's
you know,
hair.
She
and
would cover it up because it wasn't the way mom used
no
to comb
way.
It, but he did it.
He tried. He tried. Trust me, I've been
yeah,
there. I tried
he did.
To.
He did. Yeah. So happy Father's Day.
Thank
beginning
you.
Beginning with you, Marcus.
Thank you. Thank you,
and
Ms. Roma.
All the fathers out there who are doing a good job in spite of maybe not having a father figure around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Ms. Vilma, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day. And thank you for
the
Father's Day wish.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. We have a special guest on the line, right? We have a special guest who's joining us, good friend to the show, a friend of ours. Mr. George James is joining us. George, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Marcos.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, George. Good. And let me begin by saying Happy Father's Day. And
thank
also
you.
And
thank
also
you.
let me just introduce you for those who are might not have heard you before. I know you've been on our show multiple times. George James is a licensed family and marriage therapist, and he gives some great input. George, I actually had a few questions for you, so I'm so grateful you called. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so I think the biggest one from where you sit as a psychologist, I mean, where, like, what goes on with couples or even men that you realize that have those that have loving fathers versus those that really have a void in their life? Like, what impact does that have for them in the future?
Yeah, you know, I can think about one of the things, biggest things that I think I've seen is just examples, like the importance of an example. So I've worked with lots of men when they've gotten themselves into a bad situation, say they cheated in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start talking about it, one of the things, you know, I remember two guys in particular come to mind where one guy said, you know, my father never told me anything about relationships. And, mm-hmm. you know, our relationship was kind of distant. The only thing he stressed whenever we kind of did connect was to be a good father, right?
Right?
So, like, fatherhood was important, but not connection and relationship wasn't important. So without that example, he kind of lost his way in what he should do in his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, another one with very similar, he didn't know how to really be with a woman, like really be. He could be intimate or even sexual with a woman, but not be connected, to be open, because he just didn't see that in his family or in his uncle. So I think one of the things I continue to see, it just in my work, is that not that a father has to be perfect, obviously, but that example, those messages that you share to your child, they hold on to them for years, and sometimes their behavior is dictated based off of what the father has said or not said years ago.
And George, one other one, this one has come up for me in counseling, just in the ministry as a pastor, as I've pastored people, single mothers, you know, I mean, we understand how important it is for fathers or father figures in our children's lives, but is there hope for, you know, and I know the answer, I just want to hear yours, like what hope is there for those that are raising children on their own, specifically women who are single mothers who are raising children, and these children are growing up without their fathers or without very shallow relationship, if the father's even in the picture, what hope is there?
Yeah, you know, I think with single mothers, you know, I give so much credit and respect to any parent who's a single parent, but definitely single mothers, because it is sometimes undervalued and not given enough credit and respect, because it is a tremendous amount of work. And these women are incredibly strong and resilient and find a way. And I think that's part of what I've seen in my work, is that they find a way how to give their son and daughter the best that they can. And that wherever they feel that there might be a lack or something missing, they find that out, whether it's a coach, whether it's someone in ministry, whether it's a at the rec center, that they find ways to connect their children to the places where they feel like they might not be able to meet that need. And at the same time, they're providing that. You know, I've heard lots of parents where they're willing to say, I'm going to give you as much as I can, and whatever I can't, I'll find a resource, an opportunity. So, you know, once again, I give a lot of credit to single mothers who are so resilient, so strong, so creative in their parenting for their children.
Amen. Amen. Well, George, hold on one second. We have some time to take at least one or two other calls here, and I believe we have a caller waiting right now.
Yes, we have Beatrice calling in from Philadelphia. Beatrice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing great. What is your comment or question for us today?
Yes, I want to call. After 42 years, I am like just building a relationship with my dad. When him and my mother divorced, we were also divorced from the marriage as far as the children. And I don't know, God prompted me many, many times to reach out to him, but, you know, it's all in God's timing. And what happened was I ended up reaching out, and I had to pray about it. I reached out, and he was very receptive to it. He's a man of God, and I'm glad to know that. And, you know, right now we're just like just moving forward. We didn't go back. I told him, you know, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Let's just move forward with this relationship. And it is so beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. It's like nothing ever happened. You know, during the time we grew up, my mother never said anything about him bad. And now that we have a relationship, he's not even saying anything bad about my mother. Whatever happened between them, it happened. And we are growing from this point on. And, you know, I just
wanted
to let the callers know that all things are possible. You know, we just have to put God first in everything that we do, and it'll all work out together.
Beautiful. And Beatrice, I think this is so encouraging to hear because forgiveness is a very powerful tool, and it comes from God. That's what he wants. There's healing, there's forgiveness, and I'm so happy to hear that even after 42 years, you can build that relationship again.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, Marco, the whole time, you know, there was this longing in me to want my father, you know. But as I said, you know, I always wanted to reach out. I always wanted to reach out. And then as we were talking, he said that he didn't know whether to reach out as well. So, you know, no one's doing it. And I just thank God that he gave me the courage to move forward, and we can move on from now.
That's great. Beatrice, thank you so much. And we really do appreciate you sharing that.
Thank
God bless.
And have a blessed day, and happy Father's Day to you.
You too.
You too.
Now,
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. George.
Yes.
You're still there, right? So Beatrice and a few, we've had a few callers that have mentioned that void and that longing to want to have a connection with their father. Some have had the opportunity to do that later in life. Some never, you know, perhaps. What do you describe that longing as, and what can someone do to fill that longing, that void, if they're not able to reconcile with their father for some reason?
Yeah, you know, that void, I feel, is, from what I've seen, is natural. You know, that thought that there's something missing, or there's something that I want, or there's something that maybe could be different in me if I had an opportunity to spend time with my father, or learn more from my father, or get to know my father. And there are some people who are willing to work through their hurt, or to forgive, or to extend the olive branch to try to reconnect. The difficulty for some people is the thought that, well, if he cares about me, he should reach out. And sometimes there are a lot of obstacles keeping him from reaching out, the obstacles could also be him. And for those who are at the place where they don't get that chance, it can leave a gap, or that void can be there if they don't work on it, meaning if they don't find a way how to recognize whatever lessons they could have learned from their own mother or other father figures, or even a partner or friend in their lives. Because I've been fortunate to see that even if the father figure, your father, is not there, and that creates a deep hurt, usually God puts people in our lives that can help heal some of that hurt if we are willing to accept it, whether that's your pastor, whether that's your a family member, whether that's a romantic partner, someone that can help fill that void in a way that that you might not have imagined if you give them the chance.
No, that's true. I love that when you said, if you give them the chance, because sometimes we're so hurt, we're so guarded that we don't give people the chance. And that might be God just sending us someone to fill that void.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of people, like, just once again, in relationships where I've seen how the relationship can be soul changing, can heal them, heal not only their romantic part, but heal the deep void that was there because they've allowed themselves to connect to somebody and trust somebody when they said they would never trust anybody because of what happened with their father. And versus some other people that don't allow themselves to get there, and they are always distant in their relationships, romantic, in their family, and so forth. So it can be life-changing, once again, if they allow themselves to go there.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's this great passage. I want to read it, actually, from the Message translation. It says, listen with respect to the father who raised you, and when your mother grows old, do not neglect her. And, you know, and then it goes on and it says, so make your father happy, make your mother proud. You know, of course, it has to do with both parents. But because Father's Day is tomorrow, we want to really encourage you to make your father proud, and let's starting with your father in heaven and then those around you. And like we're just having this conversation with George James, you know, if you don't have that connection with your father, realize that perhaps God is sending someone to fill that void. Appreciate them as well.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree with that. And, you know, the father who raised you, I think that's a very powerful part of that, in terms of there are fathers that might not be your biological father, could have been your stepfather, could have been your uncle, could have been your pastor, have been your cousin that helped raise you and can be proud of you. And sometimes we miss that. We're just focusing on one thing and we miss that those are the men and fathers that are proud of us.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, but as men, you know, and I counsel and I mentor a lot of men, especially the younger men, the ones that seem to do best are the ones not just that had a father, but that really embrace those father figures in their lives, those that really kind of shunned away from it or were guarded, they have this void and they really have a hard time connecting with people, not just other men, but sometimes even with their own children, their own wives. They just have a hard time because they're not brought down that guard. Like, listen, you know, this is real. We have this void that needs to be filled. And I think God does send people in our lives to fill that void. And I love what you said. It can be your pastor. It can be a relative. It can be, you know, earlier we had a conversation about stepfather. Some of us don't like that phrase, stepfather. But I think the fact that if you look at it as someone who stepped in and really raised you, as opposed to someone that, you know, just had you as a child and then turned their back on you.
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate where my father's been in my life, but he's had different limitations. And along the way, God allowed me to recognize that getting help from others is actually the thing that we should do. And I've had the pleasure of having mentors and people and friends and people who have been like brothers, who are like brothers, even though they're not blood, but brothers for me, that have been influential, who have helped me to be a better man, a better husband, and a better father. And it has helped me in my career, my spiritual walk, in my life, and always. And like you said, because of accepting all those people that are there who can deposit things in us. And if we don't, sometimes we really lose out and miss out on how we could be a little bit better.
Absolutely. Well, George, we are out of time. If someone wanted to reach you at your counseling, where would they reach you?
They can give me a call at Council for Relationships, which is 215-382-6680, extension 4128. Or I'm even on Twitter at George Talks LLC.
Okay. Well, thank you, George. You, again, have a great Father's Day. And to all the fathers out there, or even those who have father figures in their lives that want to encourage them, make sure tomorrow will be a very special day.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot, George. Thank you so much. And with that said, we wish you all the fathers out there, I hope you have a fantastic Father's Day weekend.
Thank you.
All of you, including Marcos, including our producer, Larry, thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive one. Take care. Bye-bye.